We're discussing past two shiurim, the dinim of the prohibition to destroy a fruit-bearing tree, lo sashchis es etzah. But our discussion had been until this point limited to fruit trees. Yet, when one looks in various gemaras and shas, we find that the gemara seems to apply this isra of bal tashchis to even items other than fruit trees. So, for example, the Gemara in Kiddushin, coming attractions in Daf Yomi, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara there tells us that Rav Huna on one occasion tore shiroi, some silk cloth, in the presence of his son Rabba. And the Gemara says that Rav Huna wanted to test Rabba to see how he would react. Would he react angrily or would he maintain his control? So the Gemara asks, how could he tear this silk cloth just to test his son's temper? V'haka'avar mishum bal tashchis. He's violating the iser of bal tashchis. Not talking about a fruit-bearing tree, talking about a silk cloth. Yet the Gemara says there's an iser of bal tashchis. And the Gemara's answer is not that, oh, there's no iser of bal tashchis. The Gemara's answer is he tore it on the stitching, so it wasn't ruined. It could easily be re-sewn. In other words, in principle, the Isra Bal Tashchis, the Gemara assumes, does apply to silk cloth. It's just that the way he tore it did not render it ruined. That's one Gemara, Kedushin Lamed Beis. Another Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara there speaks about the importance if one is going to engage in bloodletting and then one feels a little cold. One's health, therefore, is a concern, so one should immediately light a fire, warm himself up. And the Gemara says that Rabba, on the day that he engaged in bloodletting, they chopped up a wooden stool or a bench in order to provide the wood that was necessary for lighting the fire. And the Gemara there says that Abaye asked Rabba, how could you do that? You're in violation of Bal Tashchis. And Rabba's answer was, not that Bal Tashchis doesn't apply to a stool, to a bench. His answer was, Bal Tashchis digufoi odifli. My own health is more important than destroying the bench. If I don't destroy the bench to get the wood to light a fire, I myself might suffer physically speaking. That takes priority. But again, you see that in essence, the Gemara is assuming that Bal Tashchis applies to silk cloth, Bal Tashchis applies to a wooden bench, a wooden stool. And when we look in the Rishonim, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sase Nun Zayin, when he quotes this din of Lo Sashchis Es Eitzah, the Rambam writes, V'chein Kol Hefsid Nichnas Tachas Lavzeh. Any destructive act is included in this Isser. For example, someone who burns an article of clothing for no purpose. Someone who smashes a utensil for no purpose. He too, says the Rambam, is over mishum lo tashchis. And Rambam writes veloka, which implies he even gets malchus, seemingly an iser de oraisa, according to the Rambam's formulation in Sefer HaMitzvos, that these are all included in the iser de oraisa. In the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, there you find a slight difference. The Rambam there says, again, the same basic halacha, v'loha ilanus b'lvad, not only does this issue relate to trees, but kol ha-meshabra kelim, korea begadim, hores binyan, anyone who smashes utensils, tears clothing, destroys a building, so say ma'ayon, one who clogs up a well or a spring of water, u'ma'abein ma'achalos, Amam here adds, one who destroys or wastes food. So all those times as a child you heard you better eat your crust or else it's bal tashchis to throw it out. Rambam says, ma'abid ma'achalos derech hashchasav. One wastes or destroys food in a destructive manner. Over below tashchis. Rambam here as well, Hilchos Malachim. Isher lo tashchis, although here he writes that the malchus is makas mardus midivrehem. Hilchos Malachim, he says that the punishment given for destroying something other than a fruit tree is makas mardus midivrehem. So Nosekelim debate, is the Rambam saying that the Isser is drabanan? Maybe just that the Malkus is midrabanan? But one thing is clear, the Isser of Baal Tashchis extends, whether it be on a Daraisa level or on a Darabanan level, to other items as well, not just fruit trees, but Kalim, Begadim, and Ma'acholos, and foods. In a perhaps somewhat striking comment, the Sefer Yoreim writes that the reason David HaMelech was punished, as we read in Sefer Melachim, in his old age, by Chasub HaBegadim, lo yicham lo, David HaMelech couldn't get warm. He was always cold in his old age. And Chazal tells us in Bracha Samach Beis that the reason was because he was Mevazeh Begadim. Because when David in the cave was hiding from Shaul, and he saw Shaul HaMelech, and he approached Shaul, and he tore Shaul's clothing. So the Gemara says that's why David was punished, that he wasn't able to stay warm. He wasn't able to benefit from clothing in his older age. The Yoreim says David was in violation of Baal Tashchis. So Yoreim writes, Yizoher Adam b'lav ze, a person should be so careful with this lav. Sharei matzinu gadol ha'olam ne'anash alav ze. One of the giants of the world was punished for violating this lav in reference to David HaMelech. That was the Yoreim's understanding of David's chait. It was a violation of the Isser Baal Tashchis. Add one more application. We spoke of Kalim, Ma'achalos, Begadim, Sosem Ma'ayon, a well of water, Hores Binyan, the Shari Tshuva in Shari Gimel, Simen Pei Beis. These Ma'amar Komas are quoted by Yitzchak Shtesman in his Sefer Eitz HaSada. Shari Tshuva writes in discussing the Isser of Baal Tashchis, V'chein huzharnu bazeh shelo lefazer mamon larik. Don't waste money. Don't throw away money. Afilu shaveh pruta. Ben Yonah writes, even a minimal amount, even a small amount of money, shaveh pruta, if one wastes it, throws it away, that, says Ben Yonah, is included in the Isser of Baal Tashchis. Pretty remarkable. Shaveh pruta, throwing it out for no reason, including the Isser of Baal Tashchis. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's formulation in Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Simen Pei Beis. Now, how and why does this all fit into the Isser of Baal Tashchis, and what's the Geder HaIsser? So Sefer Eitz HaSada cites a famous tshuva of the Nodi Behuda. The Nodi Behuda in Yerodeh, Madur Tanyana, Semen Yud, addresses the question as to whether hunting is an appropriate hobby or pastime for a Jewish person. And he speaks of someone who was blessed with great wealth and a large, large estate, and he's got animals, wild animals on his estate. Is he allowed as a Jewish fellow to engage in hunting as a hobby? And the questioner asked the Nodi Behuda, is it an issur of Tzar Baal Chaim? Is it an issur of Baal Tashchis? So in addressing Tzar Baal Chaim, the Nodi Behuda says, Tzar Baal Chaim is only if the animal is one that you injure and you leave it alive to suffer. That's Tzar Baal Chaim. But killing the animal is not an issue of Tzar Baal Chaim. That's one point he makes in the tshuva. And then when he addresses Baal Tashchis, is killing the animal for sport a violation of Baal Tashchis, the Rebbe says the following, and this is a geder of the Isser. He writes as follows. He says, the Isser of Baal Tashchis, he assumes when it applies to items other than fruit trees is Durabanan, but it's based on the Isser d'oraisa of destroying a fruit tree. And so the Nebbi writes, the Isser d'rabanan is based on the d'oraisa, meaning the Isser is, and here's his geder hadin, shelo yashchis dabar sheyachol ha'adam lehanos mimenu. If it's something you can derive benefit from, you can't destroy it. Lo yashchis v'yafsid oso ha'hana. You can't take that which is something that you or someone else can benefit from and just destroy the opportunity to benefit from it. You can't do that. That's his understanding of this geder of the Isser. So he writes, Davar she'ein bo hefsid l'shem adam, but something which, if you destroy it, no one's losing out because no one was going to get enough from it regardless. There's no Isser Baal Tashchis. So in the context of that tshuva, the Nebita writes, a live, wild animal, no one gets hana from it. it's only valuable in as much as its skins, its furs, can be used once it's dead. But so long as it's alive, whatever it is, a fox or whatever the animal was, no one's getting hana from it while it's alive. So maybe it says, since there's no hana l'shum adam when it's alive, there's no iser bal tashchis, because the ikar hana from this animal is to take the fur, take the skin, take the hide, take the flesh after it's already dead. And therefore he says there's no iser to hunt mitzad iser bal tashchis. But again, I'm not quoting it so much for the shail of hunting. That's not the most relevant shail for many of us. I'm quoting it in terms of the Geder Hadin. The Geder Hadin, he says, is that bal tashchis is awesome when there's a hana that one can get and you destroy or waste that hana. But if there's no hana to be gotten from this item, there's no bal tashchis in ruining the item. Okay, that's what he speaks of in the context of that tshuva with regard to hunting. We mentioned in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, the Rambam spoke also of sosem ma'ayon, of the iser bal tashchis applying to sealing a well. Okay, so we spoke of the Gemara that tearing begadim for no reason, breaking kalim. The Rambam mentioned wasting ma'achalos, wasting foods. We just saw now the Bnei Yonah Shar Shuva about wasting money. Where does Rambam get that din that clogging or sealing a well is begeder the iser bal tashchis? Possibly from the following Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Dalid. The Mishnah there speaks of somebody who is married to two wives. The person dies without children. Both wives are now Yevamos, or subject to Yibum. The din is, if the brother, surviving brother, does either Yibum or Chalitza with one of them, the other one then is free to remarry. So the Mishnah says, if the brother who survives intends to do Chalitza, so he has to choose now which of the two sisters-in-law, two widows, he gives the chalitza to. So the Mishnah says, if one of the widows was ksheira l'kahuna, and the other widow was already psula l'kahuna, because she had been previously married and divorced, and now both are widowed, so one of the widows, in theory, could marry a kohen still. She's only an almana. The other widow can never marry a kohen, because she was previously a grusha. And now the surviving brother is going to do chalitza with one of them. A chalutza is also not allowed to marry a kohen. So the Mishnah says, he bedafka should do chalitza with the woman who already is pasul l'kahuna, because he's not making her pasul, she's already pasul to begin with. Don't do chalitza with the one who is kasha l'kahuna, because why unnecessarily, by giving her chalitza, make her pasul l'kahuna? That's the Mishnah, daf mem gimel, daf mem dalet. Haisa achas ksheira, and one is psula, and boy of machotz cholitz l'psula. So the Gemara there says, it was on this Mishnah that Rebbe taught, lo yishboch adam meboro va'acherim tzrichim lahem. Same way the Mishnah says, you have two widows, one who anyways can't marry a kohen, one who could. So you have a choice to give chalitza to one or to the other. The one you give chalitza to can't marry a kohen. So why take the one who could marry a kohen and deprive her of that opportunity, or from the other perspective, deprive the Kohen who's waiting to marry her from the opportunity to marry her. So if Yosef says, a Rebbe taught based on this Mishnah, that since the Mishnah says you should give chalitza to the one who already is pasul l'kahuna, you see from here, don't pour out your water from your well when someone else could use it. That's the lashon of the Gemara Yevamos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Don't pour out the water from your well if someone else can use it. L'yishboch adam meboro, v'acherim tzrichim lahem. So just to leave you with one interesting thought cited in Sefer Etz Hasada from Rav Nissim Karelitz in his halachos on of Shemitah. He cites Nissim Karelitz's writing, when you have these major simcha halls, and they have lots of food left over, and, or even he says you have people who are picky, and they don't eat food unless it's perfectly fresh, but the food is perfectly edible. So he writes, how can you throw it out? This Gemara, lo yishboch adam meboro, v'acherim tzrichim lahem. He says, you don't plan to use it, but somebody else will, someone else can. So based on this Gemara, he argues that to needlessly throw out that which someone else could use and will use, and because you're throwing it out, you're depriving them of the opportunity to do so, there might be begetted this Gemara, this Isra of Lo Yishboch Adam Eboro, V'Acherim Tzrichim Lahem.